Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.
It's the Burt Show.
So Jeff's not here today. Let's go back, rewind even a little bit further than that. During the summer, we had this idea to all go to a psychic and get psychic reading done for the summer to see which psychic was most accurate just for the summer.
Right.
And it turned out that most of our psychics weren't real good.
Oh, mine was horrible.
Yeah, Melissa's hit at about 10%. Is yours any good?
None of mine has come true.
Mm-mm. Nope, because apparently I'm supposed to have moved in with a guy already.
That's
so,
right.
No.
I'm moving back in with your mom. That didn't count.
Oh, perfect. The same thing.
So, and I, it was inconsequential what she said. Just didn't resonate at all. But Jeff's, now that we're looking at, Jeff's is the one that seems to be more accurate than any of ours.
And it's over the phone.
Yeah, the psychic is over the phone. And isn't this one of the ones that Kim from Real Housewives told him about?
Right.
That she goes to see this woman in L.A.? Apparently, this woman's like a really big deal.
So for a while there, it looked like Jeff wasn't even going to be part of the Burt Show anymore because his contract expired. And he really got into this pissing match with the owners, Cumulus. And it didn't look like he was coming back. So one of you guys called up and referred us back to the psychic, and we found this audio at that time.
I don't know what your plans are, but you've got your own label for something. Now, I don't mean just something that you put on an envelope when you're sending your mail out.
Okay.
So there's a label. You could have a label for something. There's something, a clothing label. I don't know, but they're just saying your own label is going to be in the works for you.
Okay.
Your life's going to go to better things, Jeff, and you're going to have your own situation, your own situation. There's something of your own coming.
Hmm.
Okay.
This is really good. Your name will become strong.
All right, so at that point we thought, okay, if she's right, Jeff is leaving the Burt Show, and it's going to be the Jeff Show somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been Atlanta, could be Philly, could be anywhere, but as luck would have it, at least in this situation, she was wrong and he's still part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh went back and listened to a little bit more today. She starts talking like specifically about L.A.
Now, I don't know how often you've been here or if at all, but Hollywood, you will touch. So you'll be coming here at some point for something.
Hmm.
Sometime in the next few months or?
This year.
Okay.
You will touch on business. Somebody's telling me people like what you do, but you must remain grounded.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay, just keep your feet on the ground.
Oh, so that's where she lost me on Jeff being grounded, because that can't ever happen.
Yeah, well, that's already lost.
But the whole going out to L.A., I mean, she says,
weird.
She pinpoints Los Angeles.
Really
and
weird.
That's why he's there, is because he's pitching TV ideas.
Weird.
Yeah.
Wow. Weird.
Mm-hmm. Every now and then, I think you do get a psychic that knows what they're doing.
So
I think there's enough Miss Cleos out there that sort of tarnish the industry for everybody. But every now and then, I think one hits. When I was doing a show in Dallas, we had a psychic come in. And no, I was in Washington, D.C. at the time. And I think that was actually, it might have been John Edwards. I'm not sure. And I asked him, because I was in sort of the same place that Jeff was, is should I stay in D.C.? Should I go and try and do my own thing? So off the air, I asked him, and he said, you should go and do your own thing. And he said, I envision you leaving Washington. And he drew sort of this really, really archaic map of the United States, and he circled Georgia on the map.
No way.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. It was years and years ago before I took the job at Q100.
That's
insane.
So freaky.
Wow. Yeah. Like, and in some cases, you want to say that, you know, they put the idea in your head, so you follow that idea. But in this case, I was just going to the radio station that was going to have me.
Yeah.
And it just happened to be in Atlanta.
I definitely think that there are plenty of people who have the gift of all kinds of gifts. It's just the ones that really promote to try to make money off of it, I think, is what makes people skeptical. And that's what makes me skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that, I'm amazed that she can do anything over the phone for Jeff.
Yeah.
But the fact that it was somebody who talked to somebody, you know, he was referred to her. You know, instead of it being like this big TV commercial to call now and that kind of thing. I think the people that have the biggest gift probably are the people that are trying to get away from it as much as possible. And if they do make money off of it, or if they finally have to give in and use that as their life because the voices won't stop or whatever, don't really promote it as much. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah. I think I told you guys about Stacey's best friend, Carrie, up in D.C. also went to a psychic, and she said to Carrie that within the next couple of months, somebody from the military is going to walk in your life and they're going to be an important person in your life. And like 4 months later, she ended up in like this really serious move-in relationship with a guy that was a Marine.
Wow.
Weird.
I mean, it's coincidence. I don't know.
But then I went to a psychic in New Orleans one time, and it was a palm reader. And I thought, well, I've never had this done. Now, mind you, I had a medical ID bracelet on at the time with the big medical symbol on it. And he was talking about my long, healthy life and all these things.
God.
With you know, the snake going around the medical symbol staring at his face. But he just didn't catch that clue for some reason.
Hey, Zach, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Y'all are great.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I was just thinking that maybe when the psychic said Jeff needed to stay grounded, she could have been referring to him keeping his head during negotiations with corporate.
Yeah, maybe. Because, I mean, he came back on and he actually used the words humbled by the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, humbled by all the feedback he got. So, if this isn't making any sense to you, Jeff is out in L.A. right now and he's pitching a couple of different stories to producers and writers and creators that are really interested in some of the storylines he has for TV.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
He's in L.A. right now.
Yeah.
So he'll let you know on Monday how it all went.
Awesome. Now, I don't know how often you've been here, or if at all, but Hollywood, you will touch. So you'll be coming here at some point for something.
Sometime in the next few months, or?
This year.
Okay.
You will touch on business. Somebody's telling me, people like what you do, but you must remain grounded.
Okay.
Okay, just keep your feet on the ground.
All right, so that was his psychic from the summer.
Whoa.
Here, Bert Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Bert Show.
All right, Olivia called us on Friday, and all of us looked at her like, you know, you might be able to pull this off this weekend, maybe, but over the long run, no way.
Well, it sounds good on paper, and in your head, it's a great idea, but no.
How was it a great idea?
Well, in her head, it was a great idea. I mean, Wendy, she was getting the best of both worlds.
Wendy's like, I'm so tired of being single that two men sounds awesome.
Well, in her mind, it was a great idea. I mean, you have the guy you really like in Kennesaw, but you have convenience of guy in Midtown in his place, so it's closer to work.
Cha-ching.
All right, now refresh my memory again, too, Olivia. Like, what was the mom component in this whole thing that you were using as the excuse?
My mother is going through a divorce. And so she needs a lot of moral support right now, and I'm going to be there half the time.
I gotcha.
So okay. you told each guy that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's built an excuse now for the next couple of days, next couple of weeks, next couple of months. Sometimes these divorces take years.
Yeah, I think it'll be a couple of months. I mean, she's really going through it, so.
Right. All right, so detail us the weekend. I mean, right from the start. So who do you make the move with first? Which part of town? How does it go? And then tell us about the second move also. I mean, this had to be sort of stressful. Like, you always kind of thinking I might get caught here.
You know, moving is always stressful, and this definitely added to the load. So on Saturday, a Kennesaw guy came over, and, you know, I told you last week that he was going to take all of my furniture, and I had a couple of really close girlfriends helping me on both days. And right in the middle of our move, Midtown guy calls. Oh. But I didn't take the call. I waited until, you know, we drove the van over to Kennesaw guy's house. And then I went to go get some McDonald's and called him back. And, you know, neither one of them on Saturday seemed like they had an inkling of what might be going on. And I left some stuff at the apartment, and I just told Kennesaw guy, this is on Saturday, you know, I'm just going to leave that stuff there and put it at my mother's house tomorrow when I come back to clean up the apartment, so that I can get my deposit back, so that then, you know, I'll have some clothes at her house, and it'll be more convenient when I'm over there. And so I spent the night with Kennesaw guy on Saturday night, and that was great. And then Sunday, I went back to my apartment. Midtown guy came over, so did my two closest girlfriends, and we just cleaned the place up. And then, you know, Kennesaw guy called while I was with Midtown guy on Sunday, but once again, I just didn't take the call and waited until a moment when I could call him back.
I'd have to keep a journal.
Yes.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Like, almost have to keep a note card in your wallet to, yeah, like, who you told what to.
Mm-hmm.
Review it before you walk in the house.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, my mom was great. I saw her today at lunch, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, so when they're calling, what do you tell them that you're doing?
Oh, you know, just on Saturday, it was basically, like, waiting for the last people to come pick up their stuff that they bought on Craigslist. And on Sunday, you know, basically the bleach fumes were getting to me from how hard I was cleaning. So, you know, sorry it took me so long to call you back. I've really been scrubbing because my landlord is so strict.
Mm. Now, you mentioned earlier about being out with friends and stuff. How are your friends on board with this? And have you had to coach them on what to do?
Only three of my closest friends know about this.
That's a good network. Yeah. That means only 180 people in Atlanta know about it. from them,
from
and then
the
then the people on the radio.
Right. But.
I wouldn't say probably 180, but I would imagine 20.
Each.
But who knows? I have had to coach them a little bit, and my philosophy on all this is that less is more. You know. Just leave any kind of details out. Just don't reveal basically anything when you're talking to either one of these guys at this point.
All right, let's walk a real fine line here when I ask you a really tacky question.
Okay.
Because generally the first night that you move in with somebody, it's something very special, okay? So were there two very special nights with two very special guys on different nights this weekend?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, there were.
You.
Neat.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah, it was a great weekend.
Yeah.
And you don't feel dirty?
No, she was scrubbing with bleach.
Here is Melissa.
No, I don't.
Good morning, Melissa. Don't judge now. Why are you judging? You want to be on
the radio twice. I'm not judging.
Wendy, you're just upset because you can't even get one guy.
You're right. Actually, you're right. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just want to know, like you said, she has these very special moments with these guys. What if she gets pregnant? Is she going to know who the father is? Oops. How is she going to go about that?
She's going to raise the child in two different homes.
I mean, it's kind of a far-fetched question, but you haven't had a chance to think about that, have you?
No, I actually hadn't, but I'm taking precautions.
I just don't know what to say, because I mean it's fascinating, because it's a woman trying to do this. We would harshly judge a guy doing the same thing, and I mean, you know, you're going to lose both of them once this gets out. So I mean, are you prepared for that?
I don't know that I know that I'll lose both of them once this gets out. It may not get out. I do imagine that it would be hard to keep this up for longer than a year, let's say.
A year would be eternity. Is there a chance that you will fall out of like with one of these guys and just break up with him and then move in with the one guy that you do dig more?
Yeah, I think that's a strong possibility.
Based on this weekend, would it be the Kennesaw guy or the Midtown guy?
It's too soon. I don't know. Why would I do this if I knew, you know? They're both great. I guess if I really had to choose, I would want to say Kennesaw guy.
That's what you said on Friday, too.
Mm-hmm. But he's not the rich one.
He's broke.
Did you know that every dude that moved in with a woman in Kennesaw Midtown is tracking his girlfriend this next week? Hey, Gabe, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
What's going down?
I'm just on my way. I'm driving my daughter to school, and this woman is just a lunatic, and she is really making me furious. I hope that they both find out, and she spends the rest of her miserable life alone. Ooh. That's what I hope. She's playing both of these guys, and it's just not right.
See, now you're looking at it from a negative point of view. Look at that.
Yes, I am. I am, certainly.
Look at the joy that she's bringing to two separate men. She's making, like, the effort that this woman is taking to make two men happy.
Yeah, give her a little credit, Gabe.
That's true. And she brought some joy to me because I'm cracking up driving down the road. So I guess it's all good.
Thanks for the call, man. Here's Claire. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi, this is Claire. I just wanted to tell the girl, I don't know what her name is, that she's making a very, very huge mistake. Like, it's karma will come back and bite her in the ass. Like, seriously, she can't keep this up. Like, it's exhausting even lying to your parents about a little stuff. But she's, like, going between houses with two guys. Like, there is no way she is not going to slip up. Like, a week, and she's exhausted. She cannot give this up. If she likes one of them, she better, like, loses the other one and, like, stays with one because she's going to lose both of them.
We had a guy on earlier this morning that tried to pull this move, and he said he was with both of them for 2 months.
2 months.
Which seemed to me like that's
an eternity.
Yeah. 2 months.
Now, Olivia, do you have like a planner of which days you're spending the night at which guy's house?
No. You know, I don't even know where I'm going to be tonight. So it's just kind of flying by the seat of my pants right now.
Is this because your mom is so emotional that anything can happen at any time? So you just...
That's exactly right.
Right.
It's whatever guy she likes for the day.
Hey, Joey, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is she asking these? Is she telling both of these two guys she loves them? I mean, I can't see moving in with somebody unless I love them.
Have you said I love you to both these guys?
Yes, I have.
That's so wrong.
If that was
a guy doing that, y'all would be giving him a hard time, big time.
Yeah, it's true. And there is a double standard here. They're totally
absolutely. Now, Olivia, let me ask a question: is this the first time either one of them has lived with anybody?
Kennesaw guy, yes. Midtown guy, no.
Oh, you're going to crush this kid.
It's like a bigger
hole. Horrible.
You're going to crush
you
this guy.
You tell him you love him and this is the first time he's lived with anybody? Oh, horrible.
And you don't feel bad about any of it, do you?
Not yet, no.
You're going to crush this guy's heart. This is like one of his very first times he's ever been in love, and you're gonna crush this kid.
You guys are.
I hope not.
You guys are so judgmental.
Yeah. You're gonna have to be one that we check back with over the next couple of weeks because I'm assuming this can't go longer than 2 weeks.
That's what I was gonna give it.
Right. I think a friend's gonna slip up. I'm sorry.
We'll see.
Too many people involved. Also,
too many people.
Fully, and the friends, like, it's not even though it's a big small town. Like, it's going to happen that, you know, because you don't tell your three closest girlfriends and not have them. They've all talked to each other, which means two girls never talk one-on-one. There's always 11 other girls around.
And
so they all know.
And guys will protect each other from, I mean, you know, the guy code, whatever the hell that is. But girls don't, I mean,
Gabby. I'm only going to tell you this, but promise me you won't tell anybody,
right.
Okay?
Right.
This never happened.
Or somebody's going to have a conscience and say something to one of the guys.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Bird Show.
All right, Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday. A whole bunch of us going to be watching on TV, no doubt, right? And CBS has made 2 decisions regarding controversial commercials. It is set in stone now. The first one we've been talking about for weeks, and this is the one that comes from Focus on the Family, and it is specifically an anti-abortion commercial. Mm-hmm. Which essentially, as I understand it, is Tim Tebow and his mom sitting in front of a camera. Mm-hmm. And Tebow's mom talks about when she was pregnant back in the day. She was in the Philippines and she got sick and she had to take some antibiotics and some medicines. And the doctor suggested to her that she should terminate the pregnancy. She didn't. She chose to keep the baby. The baby turned out to be Tim Tebow.
One of the greatest college quarterbacks.
Of all time. So... point taken. Mm-hmm. The second commercial that CBS had to chew on this week came from mancrunch.com, which is a gay dating website. Mm-hmm. And I'll play the commercial for you. It's 2 guys sitting on a couch. Mm-hmm. One is in a Green Bay Packers jersey. The other one is in a Minnesota Vikings jersey. And they're watching the game together. And in between the two of them is a bowl of potato chips. Mm-hmm. That they both their hands will accidentally brush about midway through the commercial and they start making out.
10, 5, touchdown!
Oh, come on!
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Woo! You suck!
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, man, let's convert. Let's go. Let's go.
I wanna kill.
All right, so the brush happens, and then one of the dudes in the jerseys just jumps on the other dude, and they just start making out.
There's another guy in the chair just staring at him.
Right, there's a third guy that pops into the frame, and he's like, what is going on here? So CBS has made a decision on both of those commercials, actually. Mm-hmm. The Focus on the Family commercial will run on Sunday while you're watching the Super Bowl. The ManCrunch.com commercial will not run.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm very interested to hear their reasoning for mm-hmm. the man dating one not running.
CBS rejected the commercial, saying it didn't meet network standards. The ad features a Packers fan, which I told you about, and a Vikings fan taunting one another, sends sparks, blah, blah, blah. CBS deliberated almost 2 weeks before announcing it was rejecting the ad. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation president released a statement saying that there seemed to be a homophobic double standard in the network's decision, calling it a problem when they do something like this at the same time as they allow an anti-gay group like Focus on the Family to place ads during the Super Bowl. It has also been referred to. Do you remember a couple of years ago during the Super Bowl, there was a commercial where 2 girls got into an argument, and by the end of the commercial, they were making out with each other also, or they were wrestling with each other as well?
That was was it Miller Lite, where was it the one that was the gratuitous?
Okay. I barely remember that one. I think, they had a bunch of them during that.
Just right.
There was one ad where the theme was, we're going to show you a bunch of images that have nothing to do with drinking beer, but you'll pay attention to this commercial. And it was like 2 hot girls. They end up in a fight. They fall into a water fountain. Mm-hmm. They have a pillow fight, whatever happens. And then at the end, it just zooms in on a can of Miller Lite. Mm-hmm. And it was just gratuitous guy images.
So basically what the network is saying is this. It's their decision. They look at these at a commercial-by-commercial basis. And what they're saying here is they rejected it again because of network standards.
Just 2 guys making out. That's why they did away with it. But I'm curious also that GoDaddy.com, didn't they have one rejected by CBS as well for the Super Bowl? Because there's a part of me that, because I don't know which spot that is and what it has in it, but if they talk about like sexuality and that kind of thing not being in their spots, it's like Jeff said. I mean, like, they're, you just have to be consistent. If you try to put sexual images out there, then you got to let everybody be able to have that opportunity. If you don't, then you don't. Because these commercials really don't have anything to do with each other. Because, mm-hmm. you know, so I can see why they didn't compare. You know, it's not apples to apples.
I can be totally and completely honest with you, and I know I'll get some emails about this, but as a parent, I don't want either one of them to run. I want to watch my Super Bowl, and I want to watch it with my seven-year-old, and I don't want there to be any kind of controversy whatsoever to where I'm forced into a very adult conversation mm-hmm. during the Super Bowl.
Because kids are going to ask questions.
And I would probably say, you know what? I'd probably say the same thing about the two girls making out with each other a couple of years ago as well. I don't want to have to deal with it as a parent.
Now, what about a straight couple that's making out? You know, like, let's say it's just as gratuitous, but it's the guy and a girl jumping on each other on a couch making out after they brush hands with the chips.
I mean, honestly, that's not as controversial. I'd say go ahead and...
That'd be nothing that your kids would ask about.
No. Mm-mm. Good morning, Chris. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Listen, I saw that commercial and I read a little bit about it. And, you know, I think the gay rights advocates are trying to make a point that, you know, they're being shunned, but... I just wonder if the decision would have been different had the creators of the commercial just decided not to show them making out. I think that's where a lot of people get offended. And I'm with you, bro. I'm sitting there. I'm going to watch a game with my 14-year-old. But I wouldn't want to watch two women making out. And someone else made the point about a husband and wife or somebody, a man and a woman. I don't know. Is that different? Is it double standards? I think it reflects a lot in our society. But two guys making out, I think, is over the top. But I don't think a commercial advocating gay rights, even between two men on the dating site, is all that bad. I think it's maybe the approach mm-hmm. and the way they're trying to get the message across versus the message itself. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does make sense. I guess my only issue with CBS, and I said this last week, and I said even before we talked about, you know, the gay dating, you know, commercial, we were talking about the Tim Tebow commercial, is just... If it doesn't meet your standards, then give all the advertisers Agreed. A list of those standards and let them know exactly what you know, like mm-hmm. the requirements of a commercial for the Super Bowl. Let everybody have a chance to promote their product in the way CBS wants. But this whole, well, it doesn't meet our standards, but nobody knows what our standards is, Agreed. I think is a little shady. You
Agreed.
Know?
Agreed.
I miss the days when you could just count on seeing Janet Jackson's right boob. And that was it, you know?
Hey, Christian, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that I think that you should be able to sit down and watch a football game with your child. I have a 13-year-old daughter who, you know, I have to pause during football games because of all the sexuality that is going on with the commercials, whether it be straight sexuality, homosexuality, any type of sexuality in these commercials that I don't want her to see.
See, I I'm going to put both commercials in the same group here, and these conversations I'm going to have with my children eventually.
Exactly.
But I would like to have them on my own time, and
exactly.
I don't want it during the Super Bowl. I don't want to have to explain when Hayden says to me, "What does terminate a baby mean?" I don't want to have that conversation during the Super Bowl.
Exactly, and I agree. You know, but why should I have to pause my TV, you know, during a football game, you know, to go through the commercials? Because I don't want to have to sit there and explain it to my child during a football game.
Yeah, there. I think that there are some TV shows that you should be able to sit down with, and they should be truly kid-friendly. And I think the Super Bowl, if you're watching a football game with your kid, I think that should be kid-friendly. There are TV shows on television that I know that adults watch with their kids that are in that gray area where they're talking about very adult situations. And if a commercial like this runs during a show like that, then look, I'm sitting down with my kid during a show like that so I can expect the commercial to reflect the show. And in this case, I just think it's two different things, two different genres.
Well, I think CBS is in a, you know, has been in an odd position for a long time because I think they still think that their Super Bowl is geared toward adult guys,
right?
And you know, because and parents are always. I think the big parent issue came when, like Jeff mentioned, the Janet Jackson thing. But it is, you know, you have all the one of the primary advertisers is the beer commercials, and I mean, you know, if you. It's the whole thing about consistency. Again, are you a show for adult male and everybody needs to know that so that when their kids watch, they have to be careful? Or is it a, you know, kid-friendly game and CBS has to take a different approach to their commercials?
I wonder if Adam Lambert is the reason that CBS isn't airing that commercial. So remember the grief that he got at the, I forgot what the award show was, but at the end when he made out with the dude and all these groups and whatever. And so, you know, because it's all backdoor politics. Mm-hmm. You know, all this stuff happens behind the scenes. Now that I'm a TV insider, I know. but you know what I mean? Like, what I'm imagining is these groups, these lobby groups who influence maybe these conservative companies who are big advertisers, whoever, they sit down with, you know, Mr. CBS and go, look, we didn't like that. How do we fix it? Blah, blah, blah. And it's a business decision where CBS is like, we can't risk it. We had advertisers upset with us for the decision for what happened at that award show. Because, I mean, they claim that they didn't know he was going to do that. So what happened at that award show? Now we have to be extra careful with what we're going to do going forward so we don't have a choice but to reject this.
I think they would have rejected it anyway. Okay. I don't think Adam Lambert had anything to do with it because I think we're still, as a society, shocked to see two guys be affectionate with each other.
Hey, Lakeisha, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys. My name is Lakeisha, and I am an African-American lesbian woman. Mm-hmm. And I feel that regardless as to what my sex, regardless or orientation is, or regardless as to what a heterosexual couple or a homosexual couple is, the fact still remains is that sex is something that should be discussed between two parents and not something that you should have to discuss during a show. So that being said, I don't think that it should be male and male. Male and female, or even female and female. Mm-hmm. Respect is respect. Leave it up to the parents. We have so many teenagers and young children out being so sexual, and unfortunately their parents are so clueless about it because they're leaving it up to society to educate their children on what sexual choices should be.
And
that's
I agree.
All I have to say.
And I think that's a great point, but it's about that consistency again. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, they think that the two females, that's fine because guys like that. And the sex is good because guys like that. You know, like, so if parents are going to be in an uproar about this ad that was rejected by CBS and say that's a good decision, then you should be consistent in demanding CBS take them all down.
Agreed.
As it stands now, the one from Focus on the Family will run, and the Man Crunch will not run on Sunday.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, The Burt Show.
So Melissa Carter, today you can play with Melissa Carter.
She's in a video game.
That's right. My virtual self may just do a little more than my physical self in real life. But no, it was, and I hate to have this conversation on the tail end of Burt talking about his search for his Marlin. But it was a year ago. It was January of 2009 that Burt said, everybody, I want you to make, you know, a New Year's resolution, but not the typical quit smoking and lose weight and that kind of thing, but kind of frivolous. Something, you know, just, you know, I don't know, just something lighthearted that you want to do this year and we'll try to accomplish it. So Burt had said he wanted to try to catch a Marlin.
Still trying.
Jeff was going to be on a TV show. Coming close. Jen said that she was going to play 18 holes of golf. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I said I wanted to do. Oh, and Wendy wanted to date an NFL player.
Yeah, we didn't have to mention that.
Really, what Melissa's establishing here is everybody
just failed.
I'm being inclusive with my team. We're a team, right? So I'm just letting what everybody else said they wanted to do. And so then I said that I am the geek on the show and that I love gaming. And I thought, you know, I'm in radio, so why not try to get my voice in a video game? I thought that would be really cool. And so I said that on air. And sure enough, here in Alpharetta, we have Hi-Res Studios who heard us on air and came in and made me the offer to not only have a voice in their game that they were developing at the time called Global Agenda, but also they were going to put my image in the game as well. And so we talked about it throughout 2009. I blogged about it. And today is the day, this afternoon, that Global Agenda goes live online and everybody can play.
Nice.
Yes.
Very
nice.
It's exciting.
So we have some members from Hi-Res Studios. We have Daniel, we have Mick, we have McCall, who are all in here from Hi-Res Studios, who gave me the offer, have been working really hard to get me in the game, and so, and I'm sure are exhausted, but today's the day that their game goes live.
Today is launch day.
Yes.
It's a very exciting day, launch day for Global Agenda, so
We have a game box to present for you.
Nice.
And
so cool.
And Melissa, you are resolution complete. I brought my copy because it's already open.
Okay.
And I'd like to show you, this is our game manual inside. Uh-huh. And the very back lists the credits of everyone who participated in the game. And if you look down by the voice credits.
Oh, my good. Am I on voice credits on a video game?
You are. You're in the industry.
Nice. That's awesome.
That's cool.
Now, you're right a union there. Member, so that's $1,000, right?
Melissa Carter. That is so awesome. Actors.
Awesome.
Melissa Carter. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Where would you see Melissa in this game?
When you go into the game, one of the first things you see is the big public dome city is what we call it. It's kind of the public social space where you get to meet other players and form agencies and that kind of thing. You do some shopping. And so Melissa owns a shop in the dome city.
That's right. And there I am. And I mean, it's a really nice shop. I mean, come on.
Is it like a Publix?
I think it's the best shop in the whole market.
It's more like an insurrection, I think, if Melissa.
it's more like a boutique for flair. So agents have player agents in the game have suits where they can upgrade their suits. They can look different from other players. They can dye their suits different colors, and they can also go to Melissa's shop and buy flair.
Because every character is a TGI Fridays waiter. So
you can have too much flair.
Blinky buttons.
We'll have to add a bow tie flair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the beauty of this shop is that we can always add different, because I'm in the credits, so now I'm part of high res. But there's all different things that you can buy and also seasonal items. So for instance, if you were, because my favorite holiday is Halloween, and so there's like a flaming pumpkin head. If you decide that that's what you want as part of your uniform, then you come to me to get it. I'm the only place that you can come to get it. Rabbit
nice.
Ears, Santa hat. I mean, all kinds of stuff that you want to make yourself unique from all the other people on your team. I'm the person that you come to.
Can I fight you?
No.
Can we make love?
Well, I'll talk to them about making sure that only your character can.
Can we clutch you close to our bosom and tell you everything's going to be okay?
This is a T for team game.
Oh, nice.
There you go. I do want to say, though, for everyone who's listening, if you want to see a glimpse of Melissa's shop and how she interacts with players in the game, you can go to www.globalagendagame.com/Q100 and see a little video that we've put together. Cool. And in addition, we have a little perk for Burt Show listeners. You can purchase the game on Amazon.com.
Daniel,
or
you being shy.
She's got all the information.
The mic freaks me out on a day to day. You take it.
Yeah, I always win the arm wrestle. If you go to Amazon.com and search Global Agenda, you can buy the game there. And if you put in a code BERTQ100, it'll give you $10 off the game and the special limited edition box.
Cool, awesome. That's a lot to take in right there, so we'll put it all up on our website at Q100.
Is the limited edition box the only one that has Melissa's name in it, and is it written in pen?
Don't tell me while I'm in here. Tell me. I am fascinated, though, by video games. How long have you guys been working on this game?
It's been about, 4.5 years or so?
4.5 years.
Whoa. So. One project for almost five years.
5 years out of your life on that, yeah?
Well, and we're actually not even done. Global Agenda releasing is just the first step because this is an expansive world and we're going to continue to build it. And it's player-driven content, meaning what alliances people form in-game, what politics and tactics they do. We're going to continue to support that, and that's going to help determine what content we create next and where people are going to go in the world. So
as your tea for teens grow up, can I make love to Melissa?
I don't. You're on your own.
It's kind of been like developing a pilot episode for 4.5 years. And now that the pilot's launching, we're going to now continue on the series and have it an ongoing project that's, we're always adding new things to.
So I'm assuming this is the only game that your company does, if it's taking 5 years, or are you guys working on different things at the same time?
Currently, we're completely focused on Global Agenda and supporting that.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, it's a big day for y'all.
And it's a Georgia company here in Alpharetta. I mean, Hi-Rez is in Alpharetta, and that's their home base. That's the only offices they have, and they've created this game. So I encourage people who are gamers to do it and people who've never gamed and thought about it to try it, Global Agenda, because, I mean, you're supporting, a local company that is competing with everybody else in the market,
Congratulations, you guys.
Oh, thank you.
The shop, I'm looking at the video, and the shop is called Carter's.
Is it?
That's me.
Right. That's cool.
That's fun.
Yeah. So, and thank you so much, High Res Studios, for letting me be to make a dream come true, a geek's dream come true. Because I mean, this character is going to outlive me. I'm telling you, I'm international now. Okay.
Just for the record, I think it's cool that Wendy's not dating a football player. Bird hasn't caught a fish, or I haven't been on a game show.
By the way, I don't think any of that's cool. All of the info for Melissa's game is going to be up online at Q100Atlanta.com. Congratulations, you guys.
Yay.
Thank you.
The Bird Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.